2006 is an 8 year. 2 plus 6 is 8, which means 8 is standing infinity. 8 is power. The 7 year that we've gone through, so many people have had negative experiences over the past year. A 7 year is about perfecting yourself. It's about taking the sword and putting into the fire and perfecting the steel of the essence of your soul. And the 8 year is all about empowerment. This year is going to be all about money. It's going to be all about who gets it, who wants it, who takes it away. The markets are going to be going crazy in a good way and a bad way. There's very specific timing as to what's going to happen with the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones. I've already talked about, as a matter of fact, I just had Christmas dinner with some people who have made hundreds of thousands of dollars now off stock predictions that I put in my Delphi Associates newsletter and predictions that were made on this show, every single one of which has turned out very, very well. When I talked about the exact price of gold, the exact price of silver, I hit both of those.
And I'll give you credit for that, because when we went through the last series of picks on the last time you were on the program for the full show, which was in November,
right,
most of yours were up, some dramatically, and those that were flat really didn't drop much. So
right.
People didn't lose any money.
Well, remember, too, that in July, I told you that gold was going to be, by Christmas, I said that gold was going to be 525, gold hit 530. I told you that silver was going to be $9. Silver hit $9.01, and this was actually before July. And I talked very specifically about what prices would be continuing on with gold or silver, how that would directly affect the economies, and how that would go up all the way through August. Now, meanwhile, let's just take it point by point of where
let's
I see 2006, and this is going to be the challenges here. Already, what we're seeing, and I've been talking about this since July. We talked about it again in November. I think that the three biggest news headlines, if you will, of the coming year are going to be the San Andreas Fault, specifically with a series of earthquakes in the San Francisco area. Already you're seeing the preparations for that. You're seeing earthquakes in Japan. You're seeing massive flooding in the Northern California area, because flooding usually precludes major quake activity. One element being water gets out of balance, then usually fire gets out of balance, and then you will then have earthquake activity. Again, for those living in the San Francisco Bay Area, the only way that I know of to negate the effects or to pull the effects of these quakes down, the power vortex point of Northern California is Mount Shasta. And there is a way to do prayer and meditation on that point in Mount Shasta. That's a base point for the Archangel Michael there in Mount Shasta. And we have gone before. As a matter of fact, I took a group of people on October 1st of 1989 to Mount Shasta to try to pull down the devastating effect of the 1989 Loma Prieta quake, which happened 17 days later. And again, I have predicted successfully every major quake that has hit the United States of America since I started doing this in 1989. And I have not. I've never been wrong. I have not been wrong yet, as far as quakes go. But here's the problem.
All right, go ahead.
Here's the problem with San Francisco. The problem with San Francisco is at the beginning of April and moving through October, it is not one single quake that causes the majority of the damage. It seems to be a series of quakes that are spread out to the south, to the north, and to the east, specifically, beginning with a series of activations in Coalinga, which is in the center part of the state along the Mount Diablo Range, that I see activating in late February to March, and then the first of these quakes hitting in late April to May.
So these are ongoing quakes.
And then
boom,
there's three,
boom.
Though. I mean, as I said, they seem to hit the southern aspect first near Hollister Salinas, the northern aspect up near, and let's put it within a, let's give it a 60-mile radius of Vallejo, and then the East Bay section. But San Francisco and the San Andreas Fault are going to be all over the news this year, and that's going to be the biggest challenge there as far as headline number one. Headline number two is going to be about the stock market. The markets and the economy specifically are doing exactly what I predicted them to do, that they would be flat as long as the markets were between about 10,000 and about 10,500, that we would see one last major rise in the market. And unfortunately, what's happening is that when they cut the cable, the elevator car is always full. And what I think is going to turn into a printing press economy coming up in January, this is once again for this entire cycle, beginning in 2005, moving in through 2006, the spring of 2006, the last time gold, the U.S. dollar, and the stock market, all three of which were going up at the same time, was June of 1929. So if we count from when that started happening in, let's say, oh, let's call it October or so, if we're looking at June, July, August, September, October, 4 months there, we're looking at some major changes in the market coming once again. Let's call it October, November, December, January, February, March, sometime around March or April of this year. Now, there'll be very specific timings in my Delphi Associates newsletter regarding the stock markets, because we'll run some graphs and some charts that'll have to do with the remote viewing that I've been doing on the markets, along with the remote viewing I've been doing on the price of gold and the remote viewing I've been doing on the price of silver. So far, both of which I've hit 100% all the way up and all the way down, all along the way. The third one, and you and I are in some disagreement on this, but this was a prediction that I made all the way back in 1994, when I finally get the Vodger Chronicles done in the next 2 weeks. In 1994, I said that the 2004 to 2006 time frame specifically was going to have to do with the gestation period for a massive flu plague or virus that was
right.
going to hit the world.
We do differ on that.
You and I have we've got a $5 bet on this somewhere on the deaths of millions of people. But the idea here being that the gestation period right now, emergency rooms are overflowing because of this, the current flu.
Well, we have a bet on the flu, not on the deaths of millions of people.
No, we're talking about the avian flu. You think it's not going to be a non-issue? Yeah,
I say it's not going to be a pandemic. You think it will be?
Yes, I do.
And
whether real or imagined, the government has already stockpiled about 100 million vials of a flu vaccine,
which doesn't work
exactly because it's also being stockpiled and manufactured in Eastern European countries like Hungary and the Czech Republic and Bulgaria and Romania, because they can't get insurance to manufacture it here in the United States, because when you inject people with this, probably one out of 100 people that you inject will die. So that's another major problem here.